What is going on, Bearders? It's David from Beardcast. You know me from the Comic Run on Wednesday and FNMC on Friday, Friday Night Magic Cast. But maybe you're asking yourself, what is he doing talking so early in the episode? That's because this is not a part of the episode. This is not a part of the brand new episode you had just clicked on. So what the fuck is he about to tell me? Well, what I'm about to tell you is now, if you are listening to this episode or another episode that this might be on, or maybe even an old episode that you just clicked on, I think that may entitle you to hit the subscribe button. Subscribe to Beardcast, get notifications on the new episodes for Wednesday or Friday, even though you know those times that it's going to be those days. You never know, I might give you a what's up, a notification, an update, or something crazy. You don't know. It's anything is possible. It's Beardcast. It's fucking Beardcast. We're crazy. We're sporadic. We do whatever we do. But please subscribe, get notifications of new episodes, and comment. Please comment. We want to know who you are. We want to talk to you. We want you to reach out to us. We will reach back. We will grab hands. We will frolic in the flower fields. We will do it all, whatever the fuck you want to do. You can email us questions, whatever you like. Contact us at beardcast2013@gmail.com. I'm checking it all the time. We'll even put contact information, so on and so forth. So please enjoy the episode you're about to listen to, old or new, and we'll see you guys in a couple of seconds. Take it easy.
Listening to Beardcast.
What's going on, Bearders? It's David. It's Wednesday. It's the comic run. I'm getting text messages. but it's the comic run. It's Wednesday. Who am I sitting with?
He's not alone this week. It's Beatty.
And it's Angel.
So we went for our usual comic expedition.
Well, first before we go into that, I just gotta say bravo for doing the solo podcast on Friday. Bravo.
Oh, yes, I heard it.
I thought there wasn't going to be any, but...
Thanks.
Damn. I expect it to be that good for you to go on for a half hour by yourself.
I didn't think I was going to be able to do it at all.
Bravo.
You did really well, though. I liked it. I enjoyed it.
Thank you, sir. We'll start off with Angel. What did you get today?
Last week, started a new whole DC event. What is it? The Trinity War?
Yeah, Pandora Trinity War.
Yes. The first one is just, which includes Pandora. In case any of you don't know who she is, she was at the end of Flashpoint, I believe. That's what it is, Flashpoint?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
At the end when the Flash is running straight and tries to put the world back together. Proper timeline, you see her at the end, and she's just like, only you can fix it or some shit. And it turns out, if you pay attention carefully, and the first 52 issues...
Yeah.
When the new 52s came out, you can see her make small cameos.
Oh, yeah.
As she's, I guess, overwatching the universe to see if it's going the right way. And last week with the Pandora, the Trinity of Sins, it just explains who she is, how she became who she is. And it all really kicks off with Justice League 22, which explains the war. I haven't read it yet, but it looks insane. And I guess next week would be Justice League Dark, which explains part two of it or something like that. I'm not really sure. I got Green Lantern Corps 22, which I've stated before. After the Wrath of the First Lantern,
yeah,
it started everything clean. Everything, all of the Green Lantern, anything. Issue 21 and up is just new creators, new artists, and new writers. So this is a good story. And I was looking for this. This is from Top Cow, which is a sub thing from Image Comics.
Mm-hmm.
In case you don't know where Image Comics is from, they do Walking Dead and other things. Top Cow do things like Witchblade, The Darkness, stuff like that. And this is called Son of Merlin. And it's a very short series, 5 issues long. It's basically, if you've seen the Disney movie, The Sorcerer's Apprentice,
yeah.
Basically like that. Like this kid.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's this... Son of Merlin, obviously. And he's been raised with humans, and he's like a physicist or some shit at this college. And eventually Merlin dies, and his girlfriend goes and tells him, well, you're the son of Erlik, you're a sorcerer. And he tries to survive.
I like stories like that.
It's pretty cool.
Like discovering the powers and all that. Yeah. I like that shit.
Well, kind of like Percy Jackson and the Olympians.
Yeah, I like that shit too. I like that movie.
I have curiosity, when's that next movie coming out? Because that first one came out a while ago.
It's coming out this year, I think.
Yeah, why is that such a long time? And then on the other hand, you have the Chronicles of Narnia that pop out a fucking movie every year and a half.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, Beatty, what did you get this Wednesday?
I finally finished the Before the Watchmen, the Night Owl series.
Yes.
So it's only 4 issues long, so I finally got all four of the fourth issue. I got Huntress Power Girl 14, they're up to, which I would love to read, except I can't find issue 6 anymore.
You just keep getting drawn into fucking buying that comic. And every time, I feel like every time it comes out of here, I don't even have to look at you and you're joking, oh, fuck. And then you pick, and I hear like the comic come off the shelf.
Yeah, I can't find issue 6 anywhere, so there's like fucking up to 14, and I still have all that to read. But on the bright side, once I get issue 6, I'll just can breeze right through. I'll have to wait, you know, 2 weeks. Katana 5 came out. Got that. Picked up Wolverine 6, which is another thing. I somehow brain farted and forgot. Never picked up Wolverine 4 because I thought I had it. Picked up Wolverine 5. Was looking through my comics. I don't have Wolverine 4, so I couldn't read it. So I had to read 4, 5, and 6 of that.
So you just stuck on that one.
Yeah, I was just fucking ridiculous. And that's pretty much it. That's all I bought this week. But I still have a backlog of comics I need to read. Because every week I
do. Oh, you never got to it.
I never got to it. I have shit that I do. Skyrim takes up my life.
Yeah.
I read half my backlog of comics when I was supposed to be asleep for work.
Nice.
For some reason, I had some kick. I'm laying in bed. I'm like, oh. I'm looking at the stack, and like all of a sudden, like something came over me. I'm like, oh my god, there's way too many comics on that shelf.
Read.
So I have to read them. So I basically, what I did was I ripped off the digital code. I sat in the bed with the iPad, and I read all the ones I could. Basically, all Marvel stuff. Because for some reason, most Marvel comics have a digital code for the same price as a normal comic would be.
Really?
But DC charges you an extra dollar to their comic in order to get a digital code.
Yeah, I've realized it. When I was looking for, was it issue 19 of the Green Lantern series?
Yeah.
Regular one? They ran out of the regular printing, and I had to buy the digital copy.
You had to buy the POS,
yeah.
What did David buy? What did I buy?
What did you get?
Of course, you know, today is Superior Day.
Superior
Spider-Man issue 13, which I believe is the last, maybe close to one of the last
issues of it?
I guess, no, not issue of it, but parts of this story arc where they're trapped on the island.
Was it Spider-Man? Spider-Island? Or?
I don't. It's not even an island. It's a boat. They're on a boat.
What?
They're on a boat where they're watching the execution. They were supposed to be watching the execution of the Spider Slayer or whoever the fuck his name is. I always forget. Basically, he kills J. Jonas Jameson's wife.
Hmm.
Okay.
And he's there to watch him get executed. But basically, he already knew what was happening. He's playing out everything. He planned his escape, but because Doc Ock is an insane and intelligent motherfucker, he already knew that he was going to be doing that shit. So he blocked off every exit possible for him to escape.
Wow.
He's got all his spiders there, his fucking little micro spiders, already one step ahead of the game. But little did he know, fucking Spider Slayer, whoever it was, the villains that he has injured, Doc Ock, he may enhance them, and now they're back to their normal form, maybe even better than ever. So now it's basically an all-out brawl with all these his foes versus Superior Spider-Man on the boat. So.
Nice.
I myself picked up Justice League 22. Also, while we're talking about it, I'm surprised none of you noticed this. Trinity War and Infinity.
Same time.
Yeah, it's like the same time that that's just coming out. And that's why I got confused today when you said, oh, it's 22. I'm looking for Avengers 22. I was looking for Avengers. And I'm like, oh, he's talking about DC. I'm thinking of Infinity.
DC and Marvel are kind of going in on it. But I think Marvel's going to be the successor in that fight because Infinity is going to probably tie to the movie. So I think they're
probably
more successful in that.
But what is Infinity about? It's basically the introducing
Thanos,
the gauntlet.
The first Infinity, thing with Thanos was when he stole the Infinity Gauntlet and like killed half the superheroes on Earth.
Yeah.
And they all tried to stop him, which was possibly what the new Avengers 2 might be.
Mm.
Because the Infinity Gauntlet's in like the first Thor movie.
Yeah, there's
and
a
the crystal in Avengers is part of the Infinity Gauntlet, so that's probably what the second one's gonna be. I'm not sure what the comic's gonna be about.
Next thing I bought was Batman issue 22, which I'm excited for because 21 had kicked off the Zero Year arc, where it basically tells the origin stories of Batman, like a retake on the origin story.
Nice.
So, and the cover is him, like, creating the Batarangs, basically.
Oh, shit.
Like, he's molding them, I guess. Crafting them, which is cool.
Arts and crafts in Batman time.
Superman Unchained, issue 2. I don't know. I really... Because it's fucking Jim Lee.
Yeah.
I have no choice. His art style is crazy.
Speaking of, did you read Superman Unchained yet?
No, I haven't. But, like, yet again, Jim Lee. I didn't say anything about the story.
did you just jumped into the second one? Just picked it up?
No, I had the first one at home.
Oh, okay.
But it's in one of the backlogs. It's in the one that isn't digital.
Yeah.
Speaking of Superman, we finally saw Man of Steel.
No.
Just now, literally.
For $5 from some woman.
Me and Beatty saw it, and I think Dave had already saw it, and he posted it on
your
podcast.
His review.
I had reviewed it.
What did you think, Angel?
Yeah, what did you honestly think, sitting down? I mean, I didn't think it was bad.
No,
it wasn't bad. It wasn't horrible. It was
just there.
Yeah. It wasn't good. It wasn't bad. It was just like, meh. Like, you could sit down as an entertaining movie. The art, like, the effects were great. Amazing.
Yeah, but they have to be.
Well, yeah. Usually, you just, like, no half-assed. But
yeah.
I feel like the story wasn't really...
The story was kind of all over the place.
And the movie went by, it felt like it went by quick, even though it's like, what, 2-hour movie or something?
Yeah,
like that.
It was pretty long.
It felt like the story just like, zoom, jump here, jump there, jump there.
Yeah, the story's kind of all over the place. Like, you can see where Christopher Nolan had his touch.
He put his dick in?
Like where they did the flashbacks. Yeah, he slid his dick in. Like, when they did the flashbacks, which is kind of like what he did in the movie Memento.
I like that movie.
That movie's great. But for some reason, this movie felt like it jumped too much. And, like they first send him off, and then all of a sudden he's in Alaska working on a boat. And then it flashes back, and then it flashes... I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, honestly, they didn't want to do it conventionally. Like, they just show him growing up. But honestly, that's what would have been the better.
They didn't want to go follow the same format that all these other superhero movies had continued to pursue, to take on that path. Where basically, oh, this is him young. This is him learning this. This is him doing this. So basically, what happens is, it's more like a flashback sequence where it's like, okay, he gets sent off. And then, this is him. This is what he's doing currently. But he's living... It's like him presently, like in the present, living with those... That's his history. Like, instead of just like, oh, this is where he was. But it's more like he's there, but he also has these memories that he lives himself every day.
Yeah, but it just jumps so much.
Yeah.
Like... Okay, he's on the boat. Okay, he's reliving the memory. Okay, he's back on the boat. Okay, he's back reliving the memory. Oh, he's over here now. And not even that jump so much with that. Like, the scene where he's, like, in the interrogation room with Lois.
Yeah.
Then he's facing the mirror, then he's like...
By the way, spoiler alert. This is like... If you hadn't watched a movie, you might as well just fucking skip a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, the rest of the thing is going to be this man, though. When he's facing the interrogation room, facing the glass, and then he's outside, then he jumps up to being outside. Like, seriously. It jumps way too much. And honestly, the American military in that movie
pissed me off
so fucking much.
Yeah.
Like, the American military, like, don't get me wrong, I support the troops, you know. I think they're outstanding. I think it's amazing that they lay down their lives for, you know, to protect our freedom. But in the movies, they are fucking stupid.
Yeah, dude,
do you really think fucking conventional weapons could, like, kill an alien that's traveled how many millions of fucking light years to get here? They fucking, the bullets are bouncing off of them, and obviously they're just still shooting, like, for no reason. Like, seriously.
And I like how, what's-his-face, what's his name?
Zod?
Like, no, the dude from Law & Order.
Oh, Christopher
Stabler. Stabler?
Christopher Maloney. That's his name.
He was fucking, he's in the movie, again, spoiler. But like,
that's not even a spoiler. He just can't get another job. He just needs money.
But I just love how they walk up on him. He whips out a knife like, oh, I'm going to fight you. Like, yo, don't you realize? You just shot a whole clip and a half at these people. And they're not flinching or anything.
Yeah,
what's a knife going to do?
I'm
and
sure
she whips out a knife and she's like, fucking, she whips out her knife. It's like, my knife is bigger.
Yeah, or fucking, the knife's going to bend on their skin. On the upside, Amy Adams, who plays Lois Lane, did a great job.
Yeah.
She's great.
Even What's-Her-Face, who played... I don't know his parents' real fucking name.
Martha and John Kent.
Martha and John Kent, this is their name?
I don't know. I'm going to say Mr. and Mrs. Kent.
On Earth, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Martha and John.
Who played her? I forget.
Diane Lane.
I think she did a good job compared to previous films that she's acted in.
Well, she's done some pretty good films. Like I said, if you haven't seen it, look up Unfaithful.
And
like, wink, look up that one.
I think fucking Russell Crowe did a great job.
You know, Spartacus did an amazing job.
I was listening to, yet again, if you haven't heard it, haven't listened to Smodcast,
Kevin
Batman
Smith.
On Batman. That shit was good. I was listening to the review on Superman, where he's like, I don't understand. He's talking to Ralph, I forget his name.
Montreal.
No, his buddy that he does all like Hollywood, Babylon, all that. He's like, oh, I don't understand. If Jor-El's a scientist, how do you know how to kick all this fucking ass? He's like, and Ken Smith goes, in Gladiator.
Oh, shit. Oh,
that's a really good review. Like, I was dying. They said they had a lot of key points. Like, there was basically the guy Ralph was like, oh, I didn't like how Superman was really emo. Like, as you could see in the comics, how Superman is more like, this is that. Even though he has this baggage, he's still above it. But in the movie, you see he's really emo. Like, he's yelling, oh, you're not my father. You're just some man who picked me up off the street. Like, he was like, oh, let me just slip my wrist in the passenger seat. You know, like, that's the type of shit that he didn't like.
Yeah.
He didn't like how, like, he was telling me, he was saying how, like, oh, the things were really dragged out. Like, he was comparing it to Iron Man 3, even though we have our naysay about Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
As, like, it's a good movie, but yet again, it was just filler. Where it's, like, story, action. Story, action.
You're saying Iron Man 3 is...
Yeah,
like that.
Iron Man 3 is like story, action, story,
yeah.
Action. Whereas Superman was more like story, then all actions the rest of the way.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing to stop it.
There's no break.
Like, it's like, okay, this is happening already. I already know.
Yeah.
When is it going to wrap up? Give me a story. It's just, that's it.
Yeah, like, the very end scene where he's, like, it was like, what was it, 20 minutes of him trying to save the city.
Well, yeah.
Just from, like, the things destroying Earth before he even fights Zod.
Yeah, when he's
like,
the gravitational push.
That could have been 10 minutes by itself easily, but it dragged out by with the whole people evacuating more and fucking...
Morgan Freeman trying to fucking...
It's like Morgan Freeman.
Oh, no, Lawrence Fishburne
trying to save
Morgan Freeman. That movie, you know, Christopher Nolan had his dick in it.
Morpheus, whatever his name is.
Yeah, Christopher Lawrence. Jesus Christ.
Christopher Lawrence. Christopher Reeve.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Holy shit.
Of Lawrence Fishburne trying to save everybody.
Nice.
And that could have been cut out. They really didn't fucking need that. So that scene could have been 10 minutes long at most, and then beat the shit out of Zod, and then that's it. You're good.
How does Superman defeat Zod? In the comic, I think he kills him. He doesn't actually kill him.
I don't know in the comic.
Like
the main story arc of Zod.
I don't know in the comic book, but I know in the movie they all get sent to the Phantom Zone.
Yeah, I think
they all go in there.
And a lot of people complain that he didn't go.
Well, he was separated from them. Zod was separated from them, wasn't he?
I think Superman goes also. He gets sucked into the Phantom
Zone.
No,
I mean, in
well.
This movie,
they were both
separated.
Yeah,
I don't remember, actually, because I remember...
I remember,
he has to be in the sequels.
I remember in a cartoon or something. I do remember somewhere, some form of media, that he did also end up going into the negative zone, whatever that's called.
I honestly don't know, because I only remember the first Superman movie, which was really good, and the rest was just shit. The rest following it was just terrible.
No.
But basically, I've looked at the reviews, and people are giving it like really mixed reviews. Like, people either hate it or like it. It's like, or there's like none in between. So based on this, do you think they're going to continue with the Justice League movie?
No, they will. Because I think it definitely generated...
enough buzz?
I heard that it generated a pretty decent amount of movie. I think it made like $110 million on its weekend release.
Yeah.
That's good.
And
how much did you put into it?
I think it was like... I forgot. I can tell you right now. But yet again, going back to the Kevin Smith podcast, this is what they were discussing. They were basically saying how, like, if you look at Superman...
Yeah.
The first one, the movie, with Christopher Reeves... It was like they have this website where they're able to put in the amount that they had put in the movie at that time, and it will convert it to how much it would actually cost today. Yeah. And around, it's like 198 million. And that was the number. It's like 210 million it cost to make Man of Steel.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow. Something like that. Like that number. But basically, he was comparing and contrasting the two first intro movies for that series.
Yeah.
Like Superman, the Superman universe.
Well, I've read that the guy, Henry Cavill, or how do you pronounce his last name, is signed for three movies. It's
so they're going to make it a trilogy.
Yeah, it's actually, he signed for Man of Steel, the sequel, and Justice League, actually.
Mm. Holy shit. If you're interested in this, the budget was $225 million to create Man of Steel.
Yeah.
The box office had generated $589
million. Oh. That's already covered.
Yeah, already. It's estimated at like $590
million. Yeah.
So they're going to be on, they're going to take off with
I just hope the sequel's better. Like, I really hope the sequel's better. Like, because the story was pretty bland. Like, I really didn't care about the characters. They didn't give a shit if half of them died.
Tell you the truth, I liked the ending when he snapped his neck.
Like,
I didn't expect that, because it's just like, when I saw the other movie where Zod was in it and he got sent off to God knows where.
Negative Zone, yeah.
You know, he was just like, no, snap! And then, like, you could see it in his face, like, he didn't want to kill him. He was just like, shit.
Yeah.
Like, when
he had to do this.
And then Lois Lane, wet pussy.
She
showered him.
She made me mom was like, oh, it's okay. Suck on my teeth.
Oh, then I say, so I did some research. Would you guys, if they went ahead with the Justice League movie, would you like to know some of the actors that they're considering?
Sure.
Okay. So this is the main six.
Where did you get this from?
I got it from all over the internet.
Okay, so
mind you, this is before Man of Steel came out, before they even casted for it.
Okay.
This is because Justice League film had been rumored since, like, had been in talks since, like, 2006.
Yeah, it's been around for a long time.
Yeah. So, but this is before all that. So this is, like, a cast they came up with in, like, 2008.
Mm-hmm.
DJ Catrona, I don't know who that is, Superman. Armie Hammer, Batman. Now, if anybody doesn't know, Armie Hammer is the guy in the Lone Ranger movie, which apparently is terrible.
I can kind of see him doing it, though. Like, he has that Bruce Wayne look, but
yeah.
I don't know about the acting.
Megan Gale as Wonder Woman.
What was that first name? DJ?
DJ Catrona.
Who's Megan Gale?
Megan Gale has been in literally almost nothing, and she's a model. But apparently they thought she could be Wonder Woman.
Hmm.
Honestly, you want to know who I think could actually be Wonder Woman pretty well? The girl, the Jamie Alexander, the girl who plays Sif in friggin' Thor.
Maybe.
She's,
yeah, but you need a butchie, not butchie, but like you need a woman who's not brolic, but like very, very fit.
She played the fucking Goddess of War.
I know what you're saying. She's good. That's what I'm saying. She's a good
DJ Catron.
That is not a Superman. No.
No, I could see him as a Superman if he was clean shaved.
Nah,
super clean shaved.
Yeah. Adam Brody as the Flash. Don't know who that is either.
Yeah.
Get this one. Common as the John Stewart Green Lantern.
Oh my.
That is going to suck terribly if they ever did it. Now, mind you,
John Stewart's not bald, though. He got like a high top fade.
I know. Now, mind you, if Jose hears this, he's going to say, I told you they would do John Stewart. I told you. This is from 2008. There's no guarantee they're actually doing John Stewart Green Lantern. So neither of us are right currently.
Wow.
Get this one. Santiago Cabrera as Aquaman.
Who's that?
I don't know. I don't know where they're getting these names from. Hugh Keyes Byrne as Martian Manhunter. I actually looked him up. He's almost fucking 70 years old, this man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Martian Manhunter, I don't think he'll be all CGI. Like, that'd
yeah.
be my nightmare or something.
And there's like a list of 40 other actors. Joseph Cross, Michael Antigromo, Max Theria,
yeah.
Minka Kelly, Adrian Palacki, Scott Porter. Like, even the names of people who wanted to play Wonder Woman. Jessica Biel, Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
I
Winston.
Didn't bring that up before, though. Jessica Biel.
Yeah. Mary Elizabeth Winstead and Teresa Palmer, Shannon
Mary
Sossaman
Elizabeth.
As Wonder Woman. Yeah, that's people who wanted to be in it. Christina Milian.
Not Christina Milian, no. Even if she does have that, like,
even better.
Looking
yeah.
Like,
even better.
Jello.
Guy.
No.
Even better.
Left.
Other choices for John Stewart Green Lantern, Columbus Short and T.I. What the fuck?
That shows you that there aren't a lot of black actors out there, I guess.
That is ridiculous.
What?
Then don't do John Stewart Green Lantern.
No.
If you can't get a good actor who's going to fuck up the role, don't do John Stewart Green Lantern. Simple as that. Who gives a shit if the fucking people, there's no black people in the movie. Who gives a shit? Fuck it.
Yeah.
Movie has to be good, not fucking please the fucking everybody else. The ethnic community.
Correct.
Sorry, fucking Spanish community. The only good superhero you have is Vibe, and he is terrible.
Vibe is Hispanic?
I think so, yeah. Well, I mean, pretty sure he is.
If you read the, was it, fucking Wrath of the White Lantern or whatever?
Yeah.
At the end, Jeff Jones is that his last name? I keep fucking up his name.
Jones.
His final issue, which wraps up that story arc, it gives you, like, what happens in the future to all those characters. And it turns out that the Muslim Green Lantern trains the first ever Hispanic female human lantern. So, it's like...
Oh,
I was hyped for a second.
Oh god, that's ridiculous. I mean, honestly, if you can't get a good actor to play a black Green Lantern, then just use the white Green Lantern. Just have Jordan. Fuck him. Who cares? Fuck them. But actually, I think Christopher Nolan's a tad bit arrogant because he made a comment saying, like, you know, Marvel's going to do what they're going to do, and either people are going to like it or they're not. DC characters and Marvel characters are completely different, so the movies have to be different. I think he's kind of a bit arrogant.
I don't think he's as much arrogant as he's trying to take his own. I mean, if you think about it, you're talking about a guy who took a character. It was one of the first DC movies you've seen in a while, Batman Begins. Like, before that, there was all the shit ones. Like, let's think about it. Like, you haven't really seen a DC movie, and then all of a sudden Marvel's like, oh yeah, here we go, we're forming the Avengers, this is that. So he was a standalone person working off one character, opposed to a whole other universe, Marvel Universe, using so many other superheroes, making so many other movies, and still was able to be a contender with those movies. So he's like, of course, Marvel's going to do their thing, where DC fans are going to do their thing. Either or, they're going
to
like
it. Yeah, I'm not sure if you can consider him a contender, because 2004, Marvel didn't have any of their movies out. It was supposed to be just Batman.
Yeah, but then now, to date, because now that, if you think about it, Dark Knight Rises got caught up with the Avengers in the same year.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was so far apart that they weren't actually competing each other.
Yeah, but,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, but Dark Knight, you're not going to tell me Dark Knight
Rises or the...
No, the second one.
The second one.
Was competing with Marvel at that time, because at that time they were starting to get the ball rolling.
Mm-hmm.
Where now The Dark Knight Rises was really trying to keep up with them, but still was a contender in the box office.
Well, yeah, but because the way it's situated, like, people are obviously going to flock to see the second one, the continuation of the story of a movie as opposed to the first one, but the fact that they're spaced out so far apart, by the time, like, I forgot what came out first, if it was Dark Knight or Iron Man. I forgot what came out first.
I think
it was Dark Knight. That came out towards, like, the end of the 2008 era, right?
Yes, I believe.
Towards, and like, if it's spaced out so far apart, right? It's
Iron
not
Man
really, they're not
was,
really competing.
Iron Man was 2008.
Yeah, 2008, but we don't know, month-wise.
Yeah, but I'm saying in terms of when it actually came out.
Yeah, I know, but if it's so far apart, they're not really competing, like, month-wise. Because the movies nowadays only last, what? A month and a half in the movie theaters, and they just go, they get shipped out to DVD.
Yeah, but it's not really, I'm not saying it's like a full-on competition where like, oh yeah, suck my dick, you motherfucker. I'm talking about as DC Universe, obviously, has anything to do with Marvel. They're both two different comic book companies that are having movies releases in the same year. It's not a full-on competition. No one got together on a fucking racetrack and started running. It was just like the fact that both those movies were released around the same time. So him only using one character, a trilogy, opposed to a whole superhero cast, you know, it's big. It's a big deal.
If you want to put it in that sense, he put up a good fight, or he put up a good standing. Because, like, that's one specific character that has no tie to anything. You know, his trilogy that he made was just Batman. They didn't introduce Green Lantern. They didn't introduce Justice League. They didn't say anything, just Batman. Compared to Iron Man.
It takes place in a separate
world. Yeah, but he used the DC character.
Yeah.
Marvel is just like, well, we're going to introduce Iron Man, and at the same time we introduce Iron Man, we're going to sneak in, what's his face, Samuel L. Jackson in there, so you guys get a hint of...
This is coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, but on the other hand, Christopher Nolan based it off of the Frank Miller one.
Yeah.
In the Frank Miller comics, all the superheroes are mentioned. He just took that one character and made it its own element, and that was it.
Yeah.
He just said, you know, it's going to be more realistic, we can't have Superman or, you know, one-armed, what's his name, Green Arrow running around. I don't know how he shoots his bow that way.
But now that
he has one arm?
And Frank Miller one, he has one arm.
At first, Christopher Nolan was opposed to the idea. He didn't want anything to do with that his universe being a part of this universe. But now he's actually, I've read like other things where he's discussing possibilities that it's even possible that his universe could join Superman's universe.
Yeah, but Christian Bale's not coming back.
No, Christian Bale's not coming back. That's why they're saying it's going to be Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Oh, God.
If it's following his universe?
Yeah.
That would make sense. I mean, it would make sense because it's following how it ended, where it's just like Robin, boom, Batcave.
Yeah. And then he's got the key. So, like, he's got the way to go.
Honestly, I really can't see Joseph Gordon-Levitt as Batman.
Or maybe he's just watching it for him and
At first, I couldn't see Christian Bale. As soon as I heard Christian Bale, I thought American Psycho. So, you know, like...
Honestly, I still can't see Christian Bale as Batman. He is a terrible Batman. He really is. He doesn't have that right kind of swagger. He doesn't have the look of that kind of look. He's too really too scrawny, kind of. He doesn't really have that bulk behind him. He's not really menacing in the Batman costume. I'll put it that way.
I like the second movie where in the first one he didn't have that gruntingness thing going down. In the
you
second
can't say
one,
what
he's
you're
like,
saying.
Yeah, now he's like, I'm on my side. He's like having a stroke and shit.
But
just his pants.
They already confirmed Man of Steel 2. It's already early development.
Also, Zack Snyder, the guy who directed 300 and Man of Steel 1, said that.
What's that fucking movie? Oh, shit, the one with all the girls.
Sucker Punch.
You
don't like that movie?
People don't like that movie. A lot of people heard that he was directing Man of Steel, and they were like, I don't care
about who directs what, but just that Sucker Punch movie was just like, I understand that she got lobotomized, and she fucking, you know, her way of dealing with it, she had to make up a whole world, but it's so abstract.
She gets lobotomized at the end. She doesn't get lobotomized for dealing
with it. Well, I mean, either way, she
doesn't make up the world to deal with her lobotomization.
She makes up
the world to escape that hell she's in,
yeah.
And then she gets lobotomized at the end.
Yeah, it just felt like it was just jumping all over the place. I understand she was stressed out. I mean, the old concept of it was cool. Like, she's stressed out, and then she doesn't want to deal with that world that she's in. Makes up a whole new world where she's...
I love that movie.
Do you know who plays the guy in Kick-Ass? Like, he's the mob boss? What's-his-face's father?
Oh, well, you mean Redness's father?
Yeah.
I know who you're talking about.
Mark Strong?
Motherfucker.
Okay.
That's who they're pursuing to get to play Lex Luthor in Man of Steel 2.
I don't know. I mean, he'd be old enough, right?
Yeah, this is like the free shot. I mean, let's put it this way. Look at Kevin
Spacey.
I'm
going to be honest with you. He looks like Christopher Maloney from Law & Order, just to shape that.
Yeah, right.
Well, just get him.
He's dead.
But, no, Zack Snyder actually said if Man of Steel 1 does good, that he'll go in and direct the Justice League movie.
Yeah.
Which would be cool. And I don't know what friggin' Nolan has to say.
I don't know if he's coming back.
I hope he doesn't. I really don't.
You don't think he should
come back? I hope he doesn't, no.
Why?
Honestly, the Batman films were great, yeah, but should he have complete control of an entire universe based off that? All the movies would look exactly the same at that point.
Yeah.
But yet again, it might not be such a bad thing.
Everything looks exactly the same.
Not exactly the same.
Everything
but in
dark,
terms
depressing
of...
and fucking... all the heroes want to kill themselves.
In terms of realism, I guess. Because, well, let's put it this way. Zack Snyder said, I didn't give him red trousers because I wanted to be more realistic. Oh, because the motherfucker can fly. That makes it more realistic because he doesn't have red underwear on, really?
First of all, I want to raise that question. Where the fuck did that costume come from? It was just in the ship.
His USB drive fucking generates matter, and he's able to have costume.
It was just in the
That's
ship.
That's a lot of
audience.
I'll tell you right now, I'm assuming it's because just like when Zod ripped off the fucking, which I'm going to get onto that in a second, the armor, he was wearing the same suit, so it must be like a bodysuit to help protect you from
that
stuff.
But General Zod just wore a generic black underbody suit,
armor. It had a symbol on it.
Yeah, it had a symbol. Superman had a fucking full fleshed out blue suit with a cape and fucking multicolored symbol and fucking shit on the side.
That one had some shit.
If it was just like, it's on, I can believe General Zod is wearing an underbody suit. That's fine because the symbol. That's fine.
Yeah, because if in the beginning of the movie, if you look at Jor-El,
he has
takes off his armor and he has it.
Yeah. Superman had like just materialized a fucking full fledged suit. Jesus Christ!
So I want to know again off the movie on the movie. What the hell's the difference between like I know his weakness is supposed to be kryptonite.
Yeah,
but like kryptonite is supposed to be the weakness, but they're breathing in kryptonite. Or some shit like that, I guess. Because he's not used to the... He goes up to the ship, and he's not used to the atmosphere.
It's like kind of like kryptonite debris, almost.
Yeah, and he's like, while the guys are just chilling, they're like,
By the way, real quick, going back to the whole Christopher Nolan universes, the guy who wrote Superman Steel, was named David S. Goyer.
Yeah.
Actually said that Bruce Wayne exists in the Man of Steel, but it's not Bruce Wayne from Nolan, Christopher North's Man of Steel.
Well, that would make sense.
Christopher North's Batman.
Yeah.
I keep saying Nolan North. I don't know why. So it's two different continuities, but...
Maybe in the second Superman movie, if they don't come out with another Batman movie...
That's not going to be for another couple of years.
That's what I'm saying, though. Maybe
it's too close to the trilogy.
Well, when it comes out, like later on, when the second Superman movie comes out eventually, maybe they'll say Bruce Wayne's name, or they'll a little cameo of some sort to kind of tell you, well, Bruce Wayne is here, and then they'll come out with a movie afterwards.
Even though we saw it on bootleg, I would still go to an early matinee. Like a really early matinee.
This is
pay the cheapest
saying.
Amount just so I understand everything that was said. Because that fucking thing was like, it was like he was swimming. Jor-El was swimming the whole fucking thing. He had scuba gear on.
People coughing
in
the back.
And then every time fucking Clark Kent, Superman fucking going through the bridge. Like, I wonder if the guy was just fucking with him.
He's like, oh, this guy's filming. Let me just cough. He's in the smoke. What was I going to say? The only reason why I didn't like the Christopher Nolan thing. Because Batman the Batman trilogy was a dark trilogy. Granted, Batman's a dark character. It warranted it. Superman's not really a dark character. So it doesn't really warrant it.
Back to what I was thinking, what I had wanted to say was, he saved the fucking Earth. But Metropolis was butt-fucked. There's no way. No, that's like 3 years of recovery. Like 5 years of recovery on that city.
What the fuck happened? Like, at the end of the movie, he ends up, got a job. I'm so
worried. Yeah, you're playing everything.
Yeah, like, yeah. It's normal.
Really fucking fell over. Like, how does that get fixed?
Let's put it this way. Hurricane Katrina, how long did it take to fix Louisiana?
Yeah,
New Orleans?
That's still going underway, some of construction over there. Like,
and that was not even giant fucking buildings. That was like rural areas, regular buildings.
Yeah,
it's
a touchy subject, but fucking 9/11, the Twin Towers, how long did they take to finish the Freedom Tower? It's only fucking one section of a building. It's a whole fucking city! Realistically, that shit don't happen!
Well, it's like in the Avengers. Who the fuck cleaned up that all of New York in the Avengers?
That's fucking... Exactly. But most of the movies are like that, though.
Yeah.
If you think about it, everything's not going to be as realistic. Because things are going to get destroyed, guaranteed. Otherwise, you might as well just fucking play chess with the villain. Be like, okay, checkmate.
Dave, in the Avengers, there was fucking destruction. Yeah, granted, not as much as this.
No, that shit is like...
And they had a whole
bomb.
Team
when,
to fucking make that destruction. It's just one man.
Where they were fucking... When Superman was fighting Zod to begin with, it was just a crater of gray fucking dust. There was no ground, there was no grass, there was no pavement, just gray dust.
Can you imagine the Justice League movie with Superman?
Oh,
you've seen this movie, how it's just like, destroy, 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 boom. Can you imagine all these other superheroes?
Yeah.
It's just like, destroy, destroy. Fucking half the planet would be gone.
Oh my God.
They better bring that shit out of space.
real quick, though. The guy who plays Green Arrow in the TV show, Stephen Amell, he actually expressed interest in wanting to appear in a Justice League movie.
I was thinking that. I had mentioned it.
But not as Green Arrow.
What did you want to be?
The Hood. I don't know what The Hood is.
The Hood?
The Hood.
That sounds like
best. No, I've heard of the name, but...
The Hood. Not Green Arrow, The Hood.
Fucking...
I'm happy that my fingers typed The Hood.
What the fuck is The Hood?
Why wouldn't he want to be Green Arrow? This motherfucker could franchise off this character.
He
has a whole TV series. Bring him into movies.
He could make a movie. He could get a movie deal out of that. You realize
he's
that,
an
right?
Idiot. An English vigilante employed by the British Secret Service. You gotta be fucking. This is who he wants to be.
How does he look? Does he look anything like Green Arrow?
No.
Like powers.
It's like a bag of dicks. You want to be you play Green Arrow on the fucking TV series. It's not like you got to practice for that role.
You've fucking been practicing for like a year and a half leading up to the TV series.
He's not even going to be a major part. No, I'm not even going to be a fucking idiot. Fucking dick idiot. Stupid. He can make more money than he could have dreamed if he gets into this.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah, dude, I was telling, I don't know if you heard what I was telling Angel, that
what?
If they can't get anybody to play Wonder Woman, get Jamie Alexander, who plays Sif in Thor, the goddess of war, to fucking play her. Look her up. Jamie Alexander. She could fucking play.
Yeah, but wouldn't that be like a conflict with the contract?
How old is Wonder Woman
in fucking Marvel?
Early 30s. Ryan Reynolds played Green Lantern and fucking Deadpool, so don't give me that shit.
That's Sony.
Yeah, she could be.
That's Wonder Woman. There you go.
They better not fucking get no Katie Holmes.
Oh, hell
fucking
no.
I'll slaughter the town. You see how Superman slaughtered the town? That'd be me when I'm machete. Oh
my god.
Hey!
Oh!
Tom Cruise will fucking slaughter the town.
His wife.
Oh my god.
Honestly, I hope they don't fuck up the. Like, this. Like, I hope they don't fuck up Justice League, but this roster is like six people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if they're looking to get big name actors, that's gonna be a lot of fucking money.
Yeah. They need to find people who are just like coming up or some shit.
Well, not even that. I mean, Marvel could do it because they're owned by Disney. Disney has more money than fucking God.
They own Pixar, which is.
I'm looking at seven actresses that could play Wonder Woman in the Justice League movie. Of course, they show the bitch from
Homeland.
No, not bitch, but from Homeland.
I love her.
But she's not no Wonder Woman.
She's not Wonder Woman, but I love her.
She's not going to be a Wonder Woman. Is she from Serenity?
Yes, she
and
is. Serenity and Flutterfly.
Yeah.
She's not Wonder Woman, but I love her.
Who the fuck is this? Gina Carano. I don't even know who that is.
Who the fuck is that?
Her picture looks like she's posing for like a fucking soccer game in college.
Yeah, I fucking Wonder Woman.
Who else?
I swear to God, if I see Megan Fox this list, I'm leaving. Who in the Blue Devils is this?
Gemma?
Oh, she's in Hansel and Gretel.
Gemma Arterin?
I can see her.
Yeah, I mean, her face is
she's
there,
too
but...
short. She's short in Hansel and Gretel. She's shorter than Jim Rainier.
Reagan?
No idea who that is either.
Legend of the Seeker? I don't know.
Imagine
shit,
my life.
The fuck is
yeah,
shit
what the fuck? Where are they getting these names from?
I don't know.
Lynn Ooh. Collins.
That's all the porn star
from
for
John
some.
Carter and
John Carter was
oh,
fucking
and
atrocious.
Hugh Jackman's Wolverine.
You said it was what?
Atrocious. John Carter was
yeah,
horrible.
I didn't even see it.
My nephew told
yeah,
me.
Yeah, you know, Jamie Alexander.
Yeah.
Told you.
And the final one, Taylor Cole.
I'm telling you, Jamie Alexander would be is Wonder Woman. She can do it. She has the right.
She has the technology.
She has the right attitude. She has the right look for it. She could be Wonder Woman, no problem.
Does she have the bust? Because Wonder Woman had, you know.
But implants.
Oh, God.
Get friggin' chicken cutlets and stiff them in the broth.
Three Marvel characters, Vin Diesel,
you know,
could play.
He
wants to play
what
someone.
Did he get?
He got hired.
Yeah, but they don't know who yet.
They don't know who wants to be in.
Because look, it says Thanos?
No.
The Punisher?
No, well, they can't because
or
that's
Groot. From fucking Guardians of the Galaxy, they want to play Groot?
Do you want a tree? You know he doesn't speak, right? Only
he says, I am Groot.
That should be fun because Vin Diesel's acting is mechanical anyway.
He could
so. No, no, well, they
or
can't.
Or a random shield agent.
No, they can't do they can't do Punisher because that's owned by Sony still.
Yeah.
So.
If
was
they,
Punisher part of the Avengers? Who the fuck made that list?
I don't know.
I'm sorry. Who told that he was going to play Groot?
No, they did. It was on the internet. I read it. Even IGN said it that he might go for Groot.
I
know, Batista plays the other dude, the brolic crazy dude from Guardians of the Galaxy.
I want to see. I wonder if they're going to make Thanos CGI, which, in a way, I kind of hope they are.
Or just do conventional purple makeup.
Yeah.
Or why not do half CGI like they did with the Green Lantern? Like
yeah.
Half and half?
Well, let's not do that
because
Green Lantern.
Because I don't want him to be.
Well, the story is shit, but the effects are pretty good.
I don't want him to be far off from the comic book character. I want him to be as legitimate as possible with the comic book. And the only way, really, to capture him is CGI.
Yeah. Well, no, that wasn't complete CGI at the end of the movie.
What are you talking about?
At the end
yeah,
of the Avengers.
Yeah, it was like the face mask thing.
Yeah, that was a complete CGI when he did his cameo in the Avengers.
Yeah, I mean, if they make it like Lord of the Rings fucking like makeup, where it's like really like a...
Like an Orokai type
good,
of thing.
Yeah, like okay, but I need, like, I need it.
Yeah.
I need him to be Thanos, the Thanos from Thanos.
Just not Vin Diesel.
Not Vin Diesel, fuck
I can honestly, when Jose told me this last week, we obviously couldn't discuss it because A, we forgot to do the podcast.
Yeah.
And
B,
we weren't here on Friday for the podcast. So who do you think Vin Diesel could play? as a Marvel character. I remind you, Fantastic Four, Punisher, all X-Men are off the table, and Spider-Man are off the table.
Yeah.
So you have to go through...
Well, Spider-Man, I heard, is they're doing an agreement. We mentioned this before that Spider-Man can make an appearance in an Avengers movie.
Yeah.
And Quicksilver and them, but those are...
Yeah, what I'm saying, but
not characters.
They can't obviously use one of their characters.
Yeah.
Because Sony are assholes.
Who's an Avenger, though? I mean, I heard that...
Daredevil? Put it this way. Anybody that's a superhero that's been around for a while is an Avenger.
Is an Avenger of some sort?
Yeah. I mean, there's...
The Vision? I heard that the guy that plays Coulson is going to come back as the Vision.
Oh. Well, he can't. Because he's getting his TV show, remember?
No, that's a prequel to the... That's before the Avengers.
Oh, okay.
People said that he might even play Kingpin in Daredevil 2.0, which I wouldn't be upset about.
Daredevil
Vin Diesel.
2.0.
Like the reboot of Daredevil.
Who?
Vin Diesel.
But Kingpin is fat.
Well, I mean, he could be fat. Did you see that movie he played, The Gangster?
Knock Around Guys?
I don't remember the name of the movie. Where he's the gangster. He got really fat for that movie. That wasn't like a
body. Well, no, he has to get obese for Kingpin, but they could just put him in a fat suit.
Yeah.
But
you can do that.
I mean, they could get him in a role to be,
This guy, Michael Clark Duncan, was just...
Yeah, but he's dead.
No, I know he's dead. He's a good actor, I'm saying.
They could be getting him to be in a role for Guardians of the Galaxy. They might be setting him up for that.
The main character?
No. Who, the Prince?
I don't know the Guardians.
In previous podcasts, I had said that I didn't think anything was appealing about Guardians of the Galaxy. Really good series.
Yeah.
The only ones I know are Rocket Raccoon and Jade Warrior.
Iron Man is in this one.
It's really good, to be honest.
Hang on a second.
Well,
I see Vin Diesel, and I see a giant man in the back.
Yeah. They said, could it be a hint?
Do you think it's Hank Pym?
I mean,
I don't know.
One, he's bald. Two, his voice is deeper than...
Hank Pym is a blonde man.
Yeah, and...
Put a wig on.
Vin Diesel has, from what I've seen in, like, all his movies, has the voice and speech impediment, and not speech impediment, and the speech patterns of, like, a gangster.
Yeah.
Not of a scientist.
Yeah, Hank Pym isn't really a bald guy.
Well, kind of gets bald.
Yeah, but he's... He's, like, medium built. He's not really a heavy, bulky guy.
Yeah, and Vin Diesel is good as a gangster or a Marine, or, like an Army type of person. Not really a scientist.
Yeah.
I really can't see him as Hank Pym.
I would be shocked, though, if he could pull off this role.
What was I going to say? Yeah, back to Guardians of the Galaxy. Like, basically, that universe is a really interesting universe, because... Basically, they address Guardians of the Galaxy as being the only superheroes that are capable of being in space.
Yeah.
To defend the Earth from out-of-space attacks.
Well, and the rest of the galaxy.
Yeah.
Because that's the title.
Yeah. Of course. No, I'm saying, like, they have, like, the galaxy, yeah, of course, but Earth is a major, in this series, in this arc of Guardians of the Galaxy, Earth is a major player in what they have to defend.
Yeah.
Because... Basically, the king of the king of, like, the galaxy, I guess. Not king of... I don't know what he's really the fucking king of. But the leader, like, the captain of Guardians of the Galaxy, is the born prince.
Isn't he from Earth, though? But
he's
an
Earthborn. But he's the prince. He's the birthrighted prince to this king.
Of some
bullshit.
But basically, now... He's like... Basically, the king is trying to put Earth to an end. He wants them to be dominated because he feels that the Earth is advancing and it's going to cause mayhem without the galaxy, with all these superheroes being there, and like just the things that have already transpired and it took place, where they're like, they talked about Galactus, they talked about Thanos coming to Earth to try to conquer. They want to put it away. They don't want it to be a factor. So I don't know who she is. She takes over basically Asgard. After what's his face dies,
Odin
dies.
Well, I don't know.
She
I've read
takes
with
over.
I haven't read fucking Guardians of the Galaxy.
Basically, I forgot her name, but she takes over Asgard. She's a protector of that. It's within her district, I'll say. And she's like, no, you can't touch Earth. So he's like, okay, fine, I'll let Earth be off limits.
Yeah.
So no one can go near Earth, but. Something shady happens and Earth gets attacked. So the prince, I forget his fucking name, goes in and protects Earth, but he gets arrested as a war criminal because he disobeyed the law as to going to Earth from out of space. So the king actually arrests his own son. So it's just a weird... It's because the king's shady as shit.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because Tony Stark is not used to being in outer space. This is a vacation he's taking. Mm-hmm. Which he fucks Thanos' daughter.
Whoa!
Thanos' daughter is in part of the Guardians of the Galaxy. That's what makes it even more better.
She is?
Is she's a part of it?
She is a member of Guardians.
That's
of
not the
Galaxy.
Chick. The mm-hmm. only chick in
the yeah.
That
the most dangerous woman in the world.
Really?
Thanos' daughter.
The Green Warrior.
Yeah. It makes the story that much better.
When the fuck did he have a daughter? He's killing.
How many fucking people did he have sex with? Think about it.
Yeah.
He's killing his.
He's got like 20,000 kids.
But why is she green?
He's got more fucking... Well, look at all the women he had sex with. They're all fucking green.
Or purple or red.
They only have
three colors. Does she know she's Thanos' daughter?
Yeah, she knows. Everybody knows.
Would you like
to... And there's even a bounty on...
Well,
he has sex with him. No, he's supposed to have a pepper on her.
No, she died.
No, in Guardians of the Galaxy, she exists.
No, after Extremis, at some point she dies and he recreates her as an AI.
As an AI, that's what it is.
Does he know she's...
Yes, everyone's fully aware. She has bounty on her hand.
No, so you think he did it as a fuck you to Thanos?
No.
I fucked your Thor.
Basically,
or
like...
Basically,
they're in the bar, right? And he's like, he's basically showing up and she's like, you're going to have to do better than that. He's like, oh, I could do better than that. And then the next frame... It's him and her laying in the bed, and he's looking like he looks like bashful, and she's like, I'm just gonna go now. He's like, okay. So basically, then there's reference to it after, basically, like, oh, you couldn't handle the most dangerous woman in the world, Thanos' daughter. And then some people, like, a guy was like, oh, some people really can't. Like, most people can't. So
nice.
It's an interesting story.
That's really something. What happened to this man, this monster?
What?
The comic.
It's in the bit.
Okay.
The who?
I bought This Man, This Monster Fantastic Four comic.
Oh,
with him,
yeah.
Which I completely forgot about because it was in the car for 2 seconds. I completely forgot what happened.
Yeah, I told him to put it in the bag for you.
In the bins?
In the bins.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, 52
minutes. Yeah, we're at 52 minutes.
Holy shit.
You want to wrap up? You got anything else
I got my review of Superman. I give it 2.5 beady thumbs.
What do you give?
Based on bland story... drawn out scenes, and me not really giving a shit about the actors because they maybe not care about the characters. 2.5
yeah.
thumbs. Sorry, people. Sorry, people.
I would, yeah, I'd probably give it about the same. Maybe a 2, maybe 1.5 or some shit.
Really?
Maybe
you go all like that?
Yeah, because the story, you know what? It's cool. It's a cool story. Is that something maybe into comic books? I'm not a huge Superman fan. He's too.
I never
liked him, but for that movie, it's kind of like it's enjoyable to sit down and watch because the action scenes are amazing. Again, look at who he is. You know, he's just nothing but fighting, but it's just there's feelings of nothing there. It was just like, okay, now you will become Superman. You are an alien. Fight. That's it.
Yeah. Well, if you think about it, Jose said a few podcasts ago, Superman is an outdated character.
Man.
Yeah, because he was the ideal. He was basically the person to look up to.
He was
like, oh, here's the superhero. He's going to have all these things, not even thinking, not even a blimp on their radar that there was going to be a whole stream of universes that come out after that with all different superheroes, with all different backgrounds and histories and baggage.
Yeah.
So, in a way, he is the perfect person in terms of humans. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's an alien who could do all these things.
Yeah.
But that's what makes him so cliche.
Well, now it makes a cliche. Back then, it didn't.
Back then, it was like, oh my God.
I mean, if they found a way to revamp Superman where he's not so overpowered, that'd be great. But they can't at this point.
Yeah.
But I say this while watching the movie, this is what I thought of. You know how we read about Superman and Batman and all the comics and all that?
Yeah.
In the DC universe, what do they read about? Like, what do they have comic books of superheroes?
Playpoint.
I remember watching Watchmen, and they were like, reading about the Watchmen at the end of the movie. It gives a comic based on the actual Watchmen.
Yeah.
I like the Watchmen.
Yeah, it was a pretty good movie.
Because they're not, besides Dr. Manhattan, they're really not, they're not your average superhero. Like, look at the comedian. Comedian's so rough edge, he doesn't have no, he rapes, he fucking kills.
Yeah, he's psychologically
yeah.
But if you're honest, they all have above average human strength.
Of course. But that's because they have to have something different about them.
And
if you
but
think
that's closest
space,
to normal you can
yeah.
think of, though.
And
like
Night
the
Owl.
Night Owl dude was like Batman.
Yeah, I was going to say Night Owl was pretty much Batman.
And my favorite character in The Watchmen, and most people that like most people think of him as a, like a main character, but I think like he's really my favorite is Rorschach.
Nice, me too.
I love Rorschach.
Rorschach,
I love him
Rorschach.
Because he's so twisted. But it's his real person. He considers Rorschach his identity, and the person that's under the mask his sub identity.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't consider him a real person. He is Rorschach.
Out of curiosity, how does he get that shit fucking ink stuff to move on?
Yeah,
well,
yeah,
Rorschach,
the ink blot.
How the fuck does that happen?
I don't know. That's probably just his character shit.
But I love
what
Rorschach.
Do you see? Butterflies.
When I was first watch, I
that's another Zack Snyder Snyder movie.
Yeah, I was watching it. I was like, oh, Night Owl, he's pretty cool. I really like him. And I'm thinking he's Batman. That's why I like him.
Yeah,
he's Batman with glasses.
Yeah, but I feel like Night Owl is more of the. He's kind of like. I feel like his real identity is Superman, like Clark Kent. Like, you see how he's a goody two-shoes? But then when he takes on the Night Owl, he's still in that same form, but he's got more like the darkness of Batman in his presence, not as much as personality.
He's both of them put together.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Mm. Pretty much. People are giving the movie slack on the Night Owl costume design. Like, in the comic book, they had that friggin' mullet in the background. I didn't like that part of the costume. I like how they did it in the movie. And people are getting all over.
Well, because it jerk off to the fucking.
This is what I understand.
Comic.
Zack Snyder did such an excellent job. Excellent job. I think about it all the time. If I watch it every single time, I love it even more.
What, 300 Watchmen?
With Watchmen's portrayal of the comic book compared to the. If you watch the Blu-ray, if you watch the movie and you read the comic, you could see like almost the same exact frames you would be reading on the screen.
Yeah.
But then you look at Superman. And it's really not like, it's no, he didn't take it out of a comic book. Like, there was no story he used. He used just the whole idea that, oh, this alien comes to Earth, he gets taken by these farmers, and also, this is completely back to what I'm saying, back to previous podcasts, I loved how the movie portrayed, like, that whole sense of he's raised that way, like when we had that discussion about how like
who's
oh
the real identity shit,
like,
I was like,
yeah,
oh,
it really fell back on that story. And then when I was listening back again to the Kevin Smith thing, they brought that up as well, and I was like, oh wow, this is like, I like the fact that we had that discussion.
Now, yeah,
we did it before Smodcast, people remember that.
Fuck.
Well, I want to agree with you, like, yeah, it's cool that it's just he's owning up to being Clark Kent and using the morals of what he learned on Earth,
yeah,
compared to what he would have been if he was raised on
Krypton.
But I like Kevin Costner. I really, even though he got twisted up in fucking Sky,
that was a sick way. I mean, I didn't like the way he died. It was just bullshit.
It's emotional.
No, he was just like, don't do it. Don't, like, because he was telling Clark basically, do not come after.
He took his life. He basically sacrificed his own life for the secrecy of his son.
Yeah.
Who not 20 minutes ago said, you're not my father.
When they were looking at each other, they knew. They knew that he was going to, even though he considered him not his father, he said that bullshit, he would have gone in to save him. Meaning, like, they looked at each other like, oh, I know. I know that you didn't mean it. I know this and that. But basically, if, like, Kevin Costner has took that to heart, he wouldn't have done what he did. He wouldn't have said, don't come.
Yeah,
he would have been fuck. Get me out of here, then you piece of shit. Fuck you, dickhole.
That's why I fuck my wife on that.
Fuck, fuck her. But then, you know what? He didn't. He was like, I'm gonna risk my life. I want to die here, knowing that your secret is safe. Mm-hmm. I don't want anyone to know.
Well, it's like that with most adopted kids.
Yeah.
Obviously, if you're like adopted an Asian or black kid,
yeah.
Mommy, why am I different? Well,
yeah,
different
yeah,
skin,
yeah.
But like, you know,
well,
if you adopt a white
kid,
yeah,
stupid fuck.
Excuse me, but if you adopt a white kid, eventually, you know, when they find out that they're adopted, there's going to be a point where it's like, you're not my real mom, and walk
yeah.
away, or my real dad.
Yeah, they always say something along that line.
Well, that
they
means,
don't really mean it, mostly.
Yeah, the best part is, his father doesn't die.
What do you mean?
In the comic.
Oh,
he
yeah,
doesn't
of
die.
Course, but I think they had to do that.
They didn't have to.
No, I think he did die in Blackest Night, I think he's dead.
He's still alive.
I'm trying to remember.
You know
who dies?
Here's what happens.
Superboy dies. No, he doesn't.
The only two people never to get brought back in a comic, Uncle Ben and Spider-Man, and Terra from the Teen Titans.
Yeah, but we always discuss this. Uncle Ben has to die.
Okay, if he doesn't
die,
no,
I'm saying this.
Spider-Man.
Those are the only people that don't get brought back in comics. Aside from that, anybody who dies in the comic is free to come back.
Uncle Ben has to die.
Yeah, no, I'm not
saying
that.
The same way as the Waynes have to die.
No, they, I'm not saying that. I forgot. They never come back either. But yeah. I'm just saying, like, aside from the Bruce Wayne's parents, Uncle Ben, and Tara,
yeah,
everybody else is free to come back.
If you think about it, it's the same way Superman's parents have to die, too.
But, what did I say? Think about it. Friggin' how people have died in the Blackest Night series, and they get brought back.
Yeah.
Batman.
Yeah, but they come back as Black Lanterns, no?
But,
yeah.
No, but
they,
they
come
back
as White Lanterns, and then they come back to life.
They come back.
Bruce Wayne died. Dick Grayson replaced him. Bruce Wayne came back. What's his name? Jason Todd died, came back. Damian Wayne, I'm sure they're fucking bringing him back somehow.
Yeah.
But, everybody's free in comic world. Oh, Thor dies, comes back.
Yeah.
Captain America dies, and Bucky replaces him as Captain America, comes back.
There's all those characters, like all the main characters eventually will come back because think about Marvel without Captain America. Think about DC without
they had Captain America just a replacement.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying just like think about like the main characters, like the main people who you know as Captain America.
Like
who you know as like everybody else.
Well, I think it's great. Winter Soldier took over as Captain America.
Yeah.
He like when you put on the outfit, everything, got his handgun out.
Like, everybody, like, has their... Like, let's think about Superior Spider-Man, for example. How long do you really think Doc Ock is going to be Superman? That's Superman. Spider-Man.
he'll never be Superman. I'll never tell you that.
How long do you really think he's going to go on being Spider-Man? I don't think for a long...
What issue will we up to?
13.
But
he's
probably...
You think it's going to be a long-running
it's
series?
Gonna
so
it's
going to
be a long-running thing, but
he's
coming
like
back.
Amazing?
What?
You think it's going to be like Amazing Spider-Man up to like 700 issues or something?
No, I don't know about that.
I'll give it to 25, 30, maybe.
But I don't know about that because like they have so... Like Dan Slott has so much planned to be for Doc Ock. So I really don't know how long it's going to run. But at the same time, I don't know how he's going to bring Peter Parker back into the universe.
Reincarnation. He got erased, right?
He got completely erased. His consciousness is erased. He's dead. So I don't know what's going to happen. I really have no idea.
And no one still figures out he's not Spider-Man. He's not Peter Parker.
Well, a lot of people have an idea, but at this point, what can you do?
I don't like how, like, in the beginning, the first few issues of Superior Spider-Man, the girl's thinking, that girl that was, I think, at the end of, she was on Spider Island or whatever.
Yeah.
Broke in to get the shit. She was like, that's not Peter. Something is wrong.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Then I don't think they ever brought that girl back again. Did they? They brought her back?
She's not with them yet. Like, she's elsewhere. Like, in this story arc you're talking about, she's not currently in the story, but she still exists.
I don't know if she exists. I'm just saying that, like,
she hasn't been back in a while.
Well, I just think it's astounding is that Spider-Woman doesn't realize it.
Well, I don't think she's even been present yet in Superior Spider-Man.
Yeah,
she's in the Avengers, yeah. But,
But she didn't show up in the actual series Superior Spider-Man.
She was with in the Avengers with them when they were
interrogated. They interrogated him, but like she never showed up past that, did she?
No.
Like Spider-Man, what's up?
She didn't have one-on-one conversation.
But she's like a 10-year-old though, isn't she? Like the mentality of a 10-year-old.
Not anymore.
Okay.
Like, at first, yeah. At first, she has mentality of like whatever age of what she wakes up after the coma.
Mr. Parker,
but
Mr.
after
Parker.
A while, not anymore. She develops.
But my predictions are. Something's going to happen. Peter Parker's going to come back. Or they completely erase Doc Ock from Peter Parker's body and he starts over anew.
Ooh.
As Peter Parker. And he's addressed like, oh, this is what's happened in this whole time. Someone's going to find out. You get what I'm saying?
Like he's
like
a vegetable.
He's rewritten.
Like he's starting over again like a kid.
But everybody understands. But he's taught that these things had happened to him. Maybe he'll start to kick back. Because if you think about it, I don't feel like he's gone. I feel like somebody's just inhabiting his body at the moment. Because if you think about it, once Doc Ock is gone, who's left?
A meat sack.
Yeah, but his brain's still active. Is what I mean. Like, if you erase Doc Ock's memories, then he's just a person who has no idea about all these things.
Amnesia.
Yeah, maybe he'll get kicked back into it. Because if you think about it, there's no way they didn't switch brains.
They switched souls.
They switched more like... Memories.
The consciousness.
Almost. Yeah. They switch memories more than I feel like...
Well, it's not really switching memories because if you switch... Like, if I switch memories with you,
yeah,
I would have your memories, right?
But you're still going to be Petey. You're still going to be...
Yeah, I would still be me.
I don't mean like memories.
This
I
is
mean
weird.
Like,
be careful. You're turning into deep philosophy.
No,
if
I don't
Jose
mean like,
was here,
if Jose was here, he would fucking jump down
I don't mean like memories. I mean more like
consciousness?
Persona. Like, if you think about like, oh, let's say... Everything about you was transferred into me, but not brain-wise. Just like the persona, the personality-wise, like the memories, the all the things you need to be me, but not my brain.
Yeah.
And was switched. It's more like you're cloaked with it, not like permanently. You know what I'm saying? What I'm trying to say.
Marked with it.
Yeah, more like marked.
It could be like
because
that.
If you think about it, Peter Parker was still inhabiting his body while Doc Ock was there.
Well, his consciousness was.
His consciousness, but he's erased now.
Yeah.
But I think it might still be a possibility that he'll come back. So even if he's erased and everyone's like, oh, this is Mary Jane, this happened to Uncle Ben.
You've felt there so many times.
But then that's the perfect reboot for Amazing Spider-Man. He's got these powers. He doesn't know what's going on. But he learns step by step of how he is. Basically, like, when he first got the powers.
Yeah. That would be sick if he kept the mentality of, like, Doc Ock. Like, building all these crazy
Or maybe he'll even take, like, shit that Doc Ock has given him, like, given that character, and utilize it for himself. I don't know what's going to happen.
Hopefully he doesn't run that long, because...
I think the story is great. That's why I constantly keep buying it.
Because I want to pick it up in the omnibus, so it doesn't run so I can finish it.
I think it's good, though. But... Are you ready?
I'm ready. I got school in the morning. I got to go early.
I have to take my nephew to the airport tomorrow.
All right, so this is us signing out for the Comic Run. We will be back Friday. Friday is the farewell Jose episode
to
Mexico for a month and some.
Is that what's going to be titled, Farewell Jose?
No, it's not.
It should be.
Maybe.
Farewell. Episode 9 or 8 or 9 of Farewell Jose.
Farewell Jose.
Well, and the return episode is Welcome Back Jose.
Welcome back, Carter. But we'll be back. It's going to be... Barbecue podcast. Maybe in the pool. No.
Matt actually said we should podcast in the pool, put it on the floaty. I'm like, no.
Yeah, fuck that. If it was encased like in a waterproof fucking plastic, maybe. But
yeah,
that
would be
never
record.
Bear, yeah.
Oh my god.
But yeah, this is David signing out for the from the Comic Run at Casa della Bitti.
And Bitti in my own Casa della Bitti.
And Angel just taking up space right here.
We will see you guys on Friday.
Peace.
Bye.
Later.